You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk about children for a minute, Josh.
All right.
Children and spoiled children.
Oh, I know one or two of those.
As I look over at Josh, who comes from a very wealthy family, and he went to Valor, and he wears very expensive clothes.
Hey, now.
So tell me about being spoiled.
No. Oh, it's, you know, it was great. I had a great childhood. It was really fun.
It
no
was
complaints.
Awesome.
No complaints at all.
Do you feel like you grew up fairly spoiled? Like, did you get what you wanted all the time?
In some
Everything
things.
On your Christmas list was fulfilled.
I mean, yeah. My parents wanted to, you know, give all their kids a good Christmas. But I also feel like early on, I was made to work hard for what I wanted as well. You know, mm-hmm. I had to get a job in high school. I had to do all the normal things that you know, a normal teenager would have to do.
That's good.
But
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I got things that I asked for as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess if
that's
you
awkward
did,
to say. I've never said that before. That's like, awkward to say.
Like, listen, I had everything.
Listen,
I
got everything I wanted.
Well, a lot of kids don't, and a lot of kids become monsters.
Really?
And, you know, it's all about the parenting.
Yeah,
it really is, if you boil down to it. And the little bubble, your little community around you. You know, I'm not going to dodge this. I will fully say that my kids have been very spoiled in the past. They have gotten what they want for Christmas, and you know, if it's on the list, they generally get it.
I feel like you've talked about it too, though, where you've tried to stop.
Here's
that.
The thing. Like, I sent Dom a picture a couple years ago of our basement before we moved. And it was just, I like gathered everything in the basement and put it into one pile. And mm-hmm. it was like 6 foot tall of toys.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is ridiculous.
And stuff they probably haven't touched in years, too.
They played with it once, and it went in the pile because they just have too much stuff, which is known to be not good for kids. Like, it gives kids anxiety if they have too much stuff. There's scientific studies on this stuff. But, yes, like you said, we're backing up. I mean, my daughter's birthday's this weekend, and we've cut back.
She got back on that.
She's only getting one pony this year instead of two, okay? So we're really...
She never even rode the other one, so...
Yeah. So, yeah, we're cutting back. You know, the Easter Bunny cut back. Mm-hmm. Christmas is going to be cut back, and it's just... You look at their life, you know, they got too much stuff.
Yeah.
They got too much stuff.
Well, and especially nowadays, really all the kids really want are just the electronic stuff. They just want the
Pretty
iPad.
Much.
They want the computer, the cell phone. And, I mean, is Reed getting to the age where he'll
Yeah,
get
we're
going to
be having
phone?
That talk because, yeah, his birthday's coming up here in a few months, and he's already poking the bear to get the cell phone.
I don't think I got one until high school. So
that's kind of where I want to be.
Yeah.
You know, wait 2 more years, but, mm-hmm. dude. Everybody's got them.
Everybody has one now.
Third graders have them now. So, I do have this list, the 7 signs that your kid is spoiled. I can roll through a few of these, and then I do want to hear from some people today via text, via Facebook, via phone calls. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The text line is open right now, and I'm seeing them come in already. So thank you, guys. But number one, when you tell them no, they throw a tantrum. That's number one on the list. And I've seen that firsthand. I was in Walmart a couple weeks ago where a kid was not getting his way. He was laying on the floor, and the mom had him by, like, the foot, and she was dragging him down the aisle because he wouldn't stand up.
The poor parents, though, at that
point,
too.
It's so embarrassing. But then, you know, she's doing the whole, no, thank you. No, thank
you.
Stand up. No, thank you. And he did, and he ran off and went to another aisle and laid down again and just was screaming. And she's on the other aisle, no, thank you.
That might have been his name.
No, thank you. You know, you're right. Anymore, that might have been his
might
name.
Might have been his name.
They're never satisfied with what they have. I think you kind of alluded to that a little bit. They think the world revolves around them.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
One of those things, it's when you say they're never satisfied with what they have, that's true. When you are given everything that you want, the second that you get that thing, it's not enough for you. And you're
it's
on to the
enough.
Next thing. And that is something that... Even for myself as an adult, like, you got to learn that. You can, you know, you get adult money or whatever and you start buying things for yourself. You got to be content with what you have. Otherwise, you'll go into debt buying things, the next thing, always going on. And that's
talk to that wall right there instead, though. As Americans have, like, $4 trillion worth of credit card debt right
ridiculous.
Now?
Ridiculous. Yeah, you got to be satisfied
just
with
be
what
satisfied
you have.
Just be satisfied with what you have, though.
Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir. Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you one more, and then we can do the last three when we come back and take some of these messages and stuff coming in. They demand things now. They can't wait. They want things immediately. And parents usually give in because they do throw that temper tantrum then. So yeah. I want it now.
That's the,
now, Daddy,
yes,
I want it
say,
now.
That's Veruca right there, right? Give it to me now.
So yeah. there's four of them for you. We'll do the last three when we come back here from break, and then you guys can sound off as well. You can bust yourself if you got spoiled kids, or you can call out other people. I'll give you the last three off of this list. Let's see. Number five, they're sore losers, Josh.
Well, in this day and age, Jerry Bear, everybody's a winner, right?
That's the thing. That's the everybody gets a trophy.
Yep.
They're looking for things like always blaming others, expecting to be praised for every little thing that they do well. We had a basketball game that ended poorly for the other team, and one of the kids ripped his shirt off towards the end and threw it at the coach.
Oh,
and we're talking
gosh.
Like 12-year-old kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Oh,
there was an
boy.
Audible like,
yeah,
in the
gasp.
Crowd.
Yeah,
the
oh,
kid
yeah.
did that. I was like, what a little jerk.
Yikes.
They are manipulative and they don't give up until they get their way.
Hmm.
I actually have family members like this. Actually.
Really? Really? Care to dish?
Not really. Yeah, and the last one, you have to bribe them to get stuff done, which harkens back to last week. Wasn't there a woman that called in about her son doing, what was the prep work for SATs, ACTs, and
oh,
she was going to
yeah.
pay him
she
to
had to
do
pay
that?
Him to do that.
Yeah.
Man, is that what the world is coming to now? We got to pay the kids
you
to
gotta
do
bribe.
Things?
You got to bribe
really?
To get things done.
Huh.
A bunch of messages coming in on the text line, 303-691-1649. Whitney says, a friend of my son's has three Nintendo Switches. Yes, three, boys.
Why?
I don't know why is her next line.
One for each room?
I don't know why, but he makes it known that he has three and we have zero.
Oh, my. Well, then give him one. There you go. You can share the wealth. You got to spread the wealth a little bit.
Three Switches, man.
My goodness.
Gabe says, years ago, I dated a single mom with an 8-year-old girl. Grandma spoiled this kid beyond belief. Imagine this, if you will. Christmas morning, this child had so many gifts that she became tired and bored opening them, quit halfway through to go do something else.
That's like a slap in the face.
Well, I'll admit that was kind of like me growing up. But
oh my gosh, are you serious? You just got onto the next thing. I want to open the next thing.
It's
the next
no secret that mom really went overboard for Christmas. Dom is giving me crap.
Really?
We have had Christmases growing up where we got to stop and eat something. I don't have enough energy to open up gifts anymore.
Oh, my. Really? Yeah. I did not. All right. Learn something new about you every day. Okay.
Do you have any texts?
Yeah. You know what? I got one that really stood out to me. I think you might have seen this one. But this is from Brianna. My parents spoiled me. She just straight up admits it. I asked for a brand new car for my 16th birthday, and they got me a white Range Rover the day I
Shut
got
up.
My license.
No.
That's like a, what, $75,000, $80,000 car?
I hate that. I live by a high school.
Why do you do that?
And a couple high schools, actually. I have driven by those parking lots many times, and the student parking lot is filled with high-end vehicles.
Dude, I went to the high school
Again,
that is known
Valor.
For that. I did not have one of those cars. My parents, no matter what, they got me a nice little beater for my first car, and I loved that car. But I saw in my parking lot, first of all, Range Rovers. I saw Ferraris. I saw Porsches. I saw GT, I mean, name it. It was unbelievable seeing those things out there.
Back to basketball, Reed had a high school kid that was one of his coaches, and he was driving around in a brand new Bronco, which was $65,000.
How'd that make you feel?
Really bad, because I want one, and there's this high school D-bag driving around in a brand new
Bronco. He doesn't respect it. He doesn't respect that car.
It was filthy.
Oh,
Caitlin says, I follow some of my friends' friends on social media. There it is. I've never seen so many tweets and posts about after a major vacation and how it sucked. Getting the wrong car, the wrong color iPhone or iPad.
Oh,
I only
gosh.
Have one controller for my PS5. My Jordans are the wrong color. Wah, 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 writes Caitlin.
The Jordans I could probably get behind. I can probably understand that.
You're a shoe guy.
But yeah, that's ridiculous, man. Complaining about an iPhone being the wrong color.
Yeah, nutty. Spencer says, I saw a 5-year-old kid straight up punch his grandma at church in the stomach because she gave him only one chocolate Easter bunny at church.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom didn't even seem that surprised. He said, Mom said, calm down, honey. I'll get you another one if you behave. Straight up punch grandma in the stomach.
I was going to say, Mom's just ignoring that. Okay, that's enabling.
Not Grammy.
That's called enabling, and that's not what you want.
All right, I got two more little monster children here. AJ says, I'm currently dealing with a fully rotten, roided out devil. devil-cursed six-year-old nephew. That's a solid line, AJ.
Wow.
My sister-in-law has decided that he should never be punished. Last week, I saw him freak out, hit his older sister, and throw a can of Coke across the room. Want to know why he did it, boys? He couldn't find enough red Legos in his giant tub of Legos.
Oh, my gosh.
This little monster needs an exorcist.
Oh, my goodness. That is insane. So now you said sister-in-law, so I have a brother-in-law with my sister, and I don't think they spoil their kids. Their little boys are adorable, and they're so cute.
So they're doing it right.
I love being their uncle, but I don't think they spoil them too much.
You don't ever hear, no, thank you. No, thank you.
No, I wouldn't let my sister do that.
And
I would not let her do that. That is so bad.
We should start a podcast called No Thank You, and people can just call out horrible parenting all the entire hour.
That'd be great.
No, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many instances. I've seen so many instances, like on an airplane, which could be the worst possible time to ever have a tantrum. Yeah. But I've seen them.
Let me give you one more because I think I can say this term.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So Pilar says, my own kid just turned 2 last week. She asked me for a treat. I said no. Then she walked up to me, looked me in the eye, said no, daddy, and punched me right in the wrinkle bag.
What?
Can I say wrinkle bag?
I have never heard that term before.
I think we should probably end this now.
Oh, my God.